Gimel Amud Beis. We are quickly going over the Gemara, and then we'll see the Tosfos on the Gemara. Gufe Amiredes Al Baylo Pechson Lo Miksuboso Shiva Dinam B'Shabbes. We hear in the Mishnah that Amiredes we deduct Shiva Dinrim. Rabbi Yuda Imer Shiva Trepikin. Rabbi Seinu Chosru Venimnu. Now, in the Tosefta it says, the Rabbi Seinu made a different hanhoge, how we should feel sich with Amiredes. Shimachizin aleo arba shabosi zuachazu. There were machis in the Bote Knesis and the Babote Medroshes for four consecutive Shabbosis. That she's a Meredes in the Bezianis from Meredig. Bisholchen lo Bezden, and Bezden also sent her a Shliach. Evi Yedas, Shafiluk Suboseich Meyamone. This is after the four Shabbosis. Shafilu Yebak Subav Meyamone, Hivsadato. You lost everything. Achas li Yerusa, Nesua, Filo Nida, Filo Chayla, Filo Shemer Eshom. Now just let's skip over the Gemara, which is not Negeya, the Taishasin. Omar, Romi, Bar Chome, Pamayim, Sholchan Lo, Mi Bezden. That we send her twice, a Shliach of Bezden, we send to this Meredes two times. The Baraisa had said we sent a Shliach Bezden after the four Shabbosis passed, and we told her, listen, Rebbetzin, if you don't make a quick about face, you're going to lose your ksube, period. And Rami Bar Chome said, they sent a Shliach Bezden before we started this whole procedure. They sent her a Shliach Bezden that before we're going to Mavaza her, we're going to tell her that, listen, there's going to be busy Bizyonis. So if you want, you still have a chance to prevent this all by changing your anhoge. That's what Rami Bar Chome said. Achas koidem achoze, before the achoze is in Bezden, vachas laachar achoze. Dorish Rav Nachman Barav, chizde haloche kerabiseinu. That we paskin like the Rabbi Seinu, we don't have this long, drawn-out affair of a meredes of deducting seven dinrin a week. No, we make a crash course in 4 weeks. It's either make it or break it. Either she changes, or after 4 weeks, after if the bezyonis doesn't help, the shak treatment won't help, so finish. Then she loses the ksuba and he gives her again. We paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Hai Bucha, this is a tois. You don't paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. You don't paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. Omar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my Bucha say, listen, what's so wrong about this psak? Anom Risinele, I told it to him. Mishmei de Gavra Rabam Risinele, I told him b'shem. Omani Rabbi Yisi b'Rab Chanina, I told him Rabbi Yisi b'Rab Chanina paskins. Like the Rabbi Seinu. The Iu Keman Sova. So the Gemara asks, now, who does Rava hold like? That he wants the Paskin Dafkin like the Mishnah, that you make a long, drawn-out affair by Meredes? Kyaditma Rava Omar Rav Sheshes Aloche Nimlochim Bo. That nimlochim bo means that we stretch it out, we go to her, we're mishtadl, we have a long time yet to be misada this, so memela, that's what Rav Sheshes help. Ravuna bayudom Rav Sheshes loche, ain't nimlochim bo, but akbonim rovom Rav Sheshes held nimlochim bo. Now, let us see the fourth Taishvus, Ve'inu Keman Savrua. Now, this is a different Girsa than we have. Our Girsa is Ve'ihu Keman Sava. Rove, who said Buche, who does he hold like? That we pass on like the Mishnah. Ve'inu Keman Savrua, who do they hold like? Tashigores Ve'ihu Keman Sava. Perish. And now Taisi brings down Rashi's pshat. Rove da omar bulche, berotzoloima, de la rove ein halacha ke rabbi seinu. Rove says, we don't paskin like the rabbi seinu. Ela kemas nisen, the poichsin lo ad kalois ksuboso, v'nimlochim behinde nami, the poichsin, we handle with her, v'loi tafsid miyad, acha rabbi shaboso, who does he hold like? And the Gemara says, well, he holds like Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Netam eforish, now the Rabbi Netam has a whole different pshat in this whole Gemara. The Rami bar Chome bo lo hoisef al divrei Rabbi Seinu. Rami bar Chome wants to be moisef al divrei Rabbi Seinu. Af al gav de loiktoni de shelchen lo ela acha achose. The Rabbi Seinu said that first we are machres for Shabbosis in the Boti Knesis, in the Boti Midroshes, that she's Amiradis, that everyone should know about it. And then afterwards we sent her, this is your last chance, that if you don't change now, you're going to lose your ksubin. That's what the Rabbi Seinu said. Kama Rami Bar Chomes, Rami Bar Chomes said, Tochinami hoyo imrim de sholcholonami koidem achos. According to the Rabbi Seinu, even though it wasn't mentioned in the Baraisa, but they also hold that you sent her a shliach bezden before we start this whole hachroza affair, to tell her, she should be prepared for busyness, and it would be for her benefit if she would change her actions. Doresh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde, haloche ki Rabbi Seinu, kloima, mamish ki devraya. Now, we're speaking about, in this nekuda, how many times does Bezen send a shliach to her? The mashmois of the Rabbi Seinu is only once after the four hachoses are over. Rami Bachome said, we send twice. We send to her before we start hachoses. Dorish Rav Nachman Barav Chizda Lochik Rabbi Seinu Kloima Mamish Kedevreye Lektoni Shliche Shol Koidem Hachose Upoli Garomi Bachome. So now we have here a machloikes, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizde and Rami bar Chome. Does Bezdin send a shliach to her before they make the achrosa? Omar Rove, hai buche, that what you said, aloche ke Rabbi Seinu, and you only make one shlichet, you only send one shlichet to her, so Rove says, I buche, that's wrong. Ela aloche ke Rami bar Chome. We pass on like Rami bar Chome. The pamayim sholchin lo, we send her twice. That's the shaklavataya over here. We're going, according to the Rabbi Seinu, how many times do we send a shlichta? Vigar sinon, and now the gir says what Taisis had started off, inhu kiman savrua, v'chenkosu besvorim yishonim ubahag. Now, who is the kash and who? Who's the inhu? V'loikoi arav nachmen bar yitzrok v'rav nachmen bar rav chizde. Rav nachmen bar yitzrok and rav nachmen bar rav chizde had said that you only send a shliach once. That's the mashmois of the Rabbi Seinu. So on them, there's no kasha. Who do they hold like? The inu sovri k'rabi yisi b'rab chanine. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, that I told him, b'shem gavra rabbe, Rabbi yisi b'rab chanine, that you only send once. Shei godol harbe merab sheishes. So there's no kasha on those who say that you send a shliach once. We have here a gavra rabbi that said that, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Ela Aromi Bar Chome Verovekoi. We're going on Romi Bar Chome and Rove. That what? That they said that we send a shliach twice. So Inu Kemansavu, who do they hold like? The other tzad is Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Now who do you hold like? So on that the Gemara answered, the Rove said, well, I heard from Rav Sheshes, Haloche Nimlochim bo. Now what's the Taish Nimlochim bo? Perish Koidem Achroze. That's pshat in this Gemara, that you go to her before the Achroze and you speak with her, that we should avoid this whole painful process. That was the other man, the Omer B'Shem Rav Sheshes. So a whole new pshat in the Gemara, not the shailas of we do paskin like the Rabbi Seinu, we don't paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. If I care, they're going, all of them are going according to the Rabbi Seinu. Now the shail is, according to the Rabbi Seinu Gufa, how many times does Bezin send a shliach? That's the shakl batai in our Gemara. The posak. Af al gav da Omar Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda haloche ke divrei Rabbi Seinu haloche ke rove da Omar mishmei de Rav Sheshes haloche nimlochim bo, even though he said haloche ke divrei Rabbi Seinu, which means that you only send one shliach. Now we paskin like rove da Omar mishmei de Rav Sheshes haloche nimlochim bo. So we see Rami Bar Choma was also like that. It's a little modne. The way the Rabbeinu Chananel paskined, it seems he's paskining like Rove and Rav Sheshes because Rami Bar Choma holds that way. According to our Girse, the Gemara is that Kosha Inu Kman Tzvirelei, Romi Bar Chom and Rova, who do you hold like? What about Rav Sheshes? So it seems Rav Sheshes would be someone to be Seimechan. And then we ask Kosha Inu Kman Tzvirelei. You can be Chaylik at Rav Yisib Rav Chanine. Inu Kman Tzvirelei. Say, no, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes seems was from a previous generation. The Rachep is... Here's a different cheshbin. Rav, we pass like Rav Omar Rav Sheshes because Rami Bar Choma said like that. Period. Okay. So it comes out the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. So our Mishnah that says that we deduct 7 dindrin each week, that's not negeil amai. So we have now a new approach for meredes. It's a crash course. In 4 weeks, we take care of it. It's other. Umiyu Taisvu says maskone deshmaiten, but that was on daf samach gimel amad beis and samach dalnum alf. The gemara comes with a new mahalach how we approach meredes. The machine law. Treisa yachi shata gita, we don't give her a get for a year. V'les la mezayne, we don't give her mezaynes. Amaredes tohche koi. V'loy aimeres mois olai, k'moishim aforish rabbeinu tam. Tak even sheshneim chafetzim begerish, and k'moishim aforish, la manisha oisa miuzgarish, el amaredes tohche koi. So Taisva says the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalet that says we give it a year's chance with making it very difficult for the Meredes. There's no Mezainis given to her. This is speaking about a Meredes. But if she says Mois Olai, so then she doesn't want to get, she doesn't want, she doesn't want to be with her, then there's no year. Boy Salai, fine, we give a get without a ksuba and we're finished. That's that. So Memele, so now Tosfos is saying that it seems there were different tkufis in Chazal how to approach a meredes, how to react to a meredes. We have the Mishnah and the Rabbi Seino and Aloha. We pass like the Gemara of Samach Dalet. A third approach, it's a year without mezainis. Motzo Rabbeinu Yehuda b'ksav Rav Shrire, shetiknu b'yomov losses get le'isha la'alta, d'loy kishmaitin, d'kalsay d'rav zvid. You give a get right away. You give a get right away. Because of Nami Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Rabbonon Svaroi, Tikno Lamishkom Neimai Detvisa, Maisi Lo Gita La'alta. Whatever she has, you take away from her and you give her a get. The Maram Shif makes a grise in Tosfos that the Leikish Maiten, the Kalsa, the Rav Zvid is going on the second half of Tosfos. That because of Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Rabbon Svar, Tikno Lamishkom, Ino Maide Tvise, Umais, Logita La'alta, the Leikish Maiten, the Kalsa, the Rav Zvid, because there we paskin that the blois that she's Tosfos, we do not take away from her. That's Medina de Gemara, but in the later Deiris, they decided to have a different approach with a Meredes. Let us see the Gemara further. Meredes, Omar HaMeima, the Meima said, the Omra be'inalei umetzalnalei. We're speaking about Tashmish. I want to remain married to him. Umetzalnalei, and I want to be mitzayim. I'm angry at him, so therefore I'm a meired. That's what Rashi says. In Echdami meiredis, the kaifen oiso, the mashin gito, upeichsing suboso. That means that we have this long, drawn-out affair that we hear from the Mishnah, that's kaifen oisa, that means we leave this, the mashin gita, we don't give her a get, upeichsing suboso. The umra be'inalei, shesh lechaifa aidei p'chisas k'suboso. So we'll force her to change her mind. That means every week she sees they're deducting for her ksuba. And in this long, drawn-out affair, she might change her mind. She says, be'inolei. She says that she wants to remain married. She wants to just change the setup. So this long drawn out affair can accomplish that Bilvaisa Yomim shall change her mind and shall become Ois Meredes. Avol Omra Moi Salai Loikai Finilo. But if she said Moi Salai, Loihu Sarashi says Veloik Suba Sabinan, I don't want Iksuba, I don't want him. He's more so like kafina lo la shoiso. Then you don't. Then this we mentioned yesterday the miri. So then most probably, to having a long drawn out affair and bringing marriage counselors, if she says bluntly she does, it's more so like, and she doesn't want a ksuba. She wants to run away as fast as possible. Just give her a get. So it's not mistava that we will gain anything or be able to patch anything up by leaving things run and deducting from her the ksube. So then we don't draw it out like a fina lola show you saw, and you give her right away a get. She doesn't have a ksube. She doesn't want them, fine, so I'll give you a get, and a ksube, and a guten tod. That is what a meima holds. And mazutra ama kaifina lo. And mazutra says, no, the same thing. You can never know what'll happen. Whatever she said now, it could be it was said mitoich kas. We have to let things ride. And we'll let things ride. We don't finish this marriage right away. We'll do the anhoge of a meredes with her also. Now let us see Taisvis. Avol omre mois alai. If she said mois alai, loy kafine lo. Perish bekunteres loy kafine lo lametachto. We don't force her that she should remain tachtov, ali yitain get, v'yaitza b'loik sube. V'yesh meforshim, this is the Shittas HaRambam, the Shittas HaRashbam, not only loikaifin and lo lamei tachtov, we don't make this seder of these small deductions each week, of the kaifin oisei lahoitzi, we force him to give her a get. The Rambam explains, she's not a shvuya. She's saying, Rachel bitchaktano, mos alai, I don't want him. So what's the purpose of continuing this marriage? So fine, give her a get, finish. She's not a shvuya. She married you, so that means she's stuck already. She's not interested anymore in remaining married. We can't patch up this marriage, so you give her a get. She doesn't deserve a ksuba, fashtaitza, but al kaponim, you give her a get without a ksuba. Ve'ein nira l'rabbeinu tam. So the etzim zach could be the rabbeinu tam, but also be moide. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, why should we make a woman have tzar? But Rabbi Natam said, let us not be so naive. The neche shemeine nosno ba'ach. Why do you believe her? It's whatever she's saying, it's not from the Yud Gemalikrim that she's saying we should believe her. She's saying, Mois alai, I can't take it, and finish. Maybe shemeine nosno ba'ach. If you'll say that you force him to give a get, oh, this is a gewaldic way to satisfy her retzaynes. She'll say, mos alai, and you'll force him to give a get, and weiter gegangen. And we see we are chayish for such things. Kehi disnan peg basra de nedorim. The Zamishna peg basra de nedorim gabi sholish noshim yoitzais v'noitlais ksuber. There were three noshim yoitzais v'noitlais ksuber. Now let's just explain one of the three noshim and again alone. Anisha's coin that comes and tells her husband that someone was ma'anisa. So according to the Mishnah Rishayna, remember, I mean, now she's also labayla. We believed whatever she said. So she says someone was ma'anisa finished. So the husband went and gave her a get, gave her a ksuba, and finished. Then later, Chazal saw that all the Anisha's coins will have a very convenient oifen how to leave the husband. So she'll tell him it may see, and so they said no. Since the later days, they said we do not believe her, and finished. She remains married. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so just like over there by the Eishes Koyin, we do not believe her, and we are chaya shemeinah nos nabacha. So here also, she said, "Mois alai, why should we believe her? Why should we be so naive?" He's bringing a raya from a gemara. V'yesh litchos. So now, Tosfos says, could be, you're bringing a raya from a gemara. There's no such gemara. the hosom neutlis ksube davke, ikalameche shemene nosna baacha. Aval hocha de yoitze belay ksube loy. So the Taisva says as follows. There's a tremendous difference between that Gemara and our Gemara. You have to understand, let's say Ksuba is Masayim Zuz. Masayim Zuz is a enough money a person can exist a year. So now, if it's a Neo Nosno Ba'acha, and only has Masayim Zuz, so you don't give him tzedakah, he has already a year's supply of food. So if over there in that Gemara, so there Tshach Shem Inen Nos Nabacha, that means like this, Inen Nos Nabacha. So, but she thinks before she says such a thing, and it may say, man, what's going to be, who's going to say Yen is going to be Maskim, Echmein, so the vowel is like this. For a year, I'm taken care of. I'm going to get a Ksuba. And then I'll start, Inen Nos Nabacha is something, and I'm not putting myself on the water. I have a ksuba that you could be chayish for inen nos nabacha. That's that gemara in the Dorim. But our gemara, what Rabbi Natam is asking, she says mos alai, where the aloch is she doesn't get a ksuba. So here, listen, that means you're saying she's saying a lie, and he's gonna give her a get, and all of a sudden she's moneyless and without any security, and she'll do this because a person won't do that. A person will not leave themselves like penniless because of a nan nos nabacha. The yetzahora, also there's a gvul. I mean, you have to be a little practical also. So she won't do such a thing. That's what Tosfos wants to be mad. Chav Yeshlitches, Tosfos, Noitos, Ksube, Davke, Ikalameche, Shemine, Nos, Nabach, Aval, Hoche, Di, Yoitza, Balei, Ksube, Loi. And with this chilek, I'll for another kasha, which you could ask on the Rambam. Loch, Inami, Lektoni, Lo, Im, Oysen, Shekoifen, Lohitze, if the Rambam holds that you're kaifahim lahaitzi. So there's a whole mission of Eilu kaifahim lahaitzi. Because tahasam naisin ksube. There we're speaking about the kaifahim lahaitzi vi naisin ksube. Here we're speaking about kaifahim lahaitzi vaini naisin ksube. So it's a different suit. V'chein beperek hamegarish. This nan, it says in the Mishnah, get ma'usa biyad oivdei kechovim posel, shaloi te isha toila atzma biyad oivdei kechovim, umafkas atzma mi bailo. Now, this Mishnah is speaking about as follows. A get ma'usa, it means bezden paskind, that we are entitled to force the husband to give a get. It's a bezen paskin. So the Mishnah says, we force, but you don't get goyim to force. Only with Eden, not with goyim. Why? I mean, we have a right to force her and force him, and goyim are very good. And I said, no, because if we'll start up with goyim, and one will be able to force her husband through goyim, so she'll get a hold of goyim already, and they'll force her husband to give a get, where Bezin doesn't paskin that he's mechuyev to give a get. So we know already that whenever goyim are involved, it's not a kosher get. So that was at Takonas Chazal. He says Chazal did not want that she should have a efsharus forcing her husband to give a get. So they said, so listen, Musay de Akum is always possible. For like they best, some of them don't have to be afraid. Ein lahakshayis. So now we could ask Akasha, im bay meres mois alai kaifanoise lo itzim, if we'll say that by Mois, like, we say like the Rambam, Kaifan Oiseloitzi, Ken Meilu Chachomim Betakanto, Mechelech Kiatzma, Mibailo Betainis Mois, like. So Meila, what did they accomplish? She'll still has this opportunity. She'll say Moisalai finished. So Taisi says the Moisalai eloksubalev takiyatz malav ksubos. But according to this, she said everything is good. That whenever she loses the ksuba, then you have nothing to be afraid of. If she's losing the ksuba, some Meila, she won't do anything false. Because, in order to lose the, in knowing that you'll lose the ksuba. Fine. So, memele, so all these kashas which could have been asked on the Shitas Rambam and Rashbam that hold that there's a din kfiyah, but now Taisvis explained that the whole din kfiyah is over here is since she's losing the ksuba, when she's losing the ksuba and she says mosalai, it's the truth. It's not a hafko, it's takazai. Vo'oid hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam asked another kasha. The bereish and the zokin oma v'chiteimo ki nafke ihi. If she was the one that made the separation between her and him, nisaknu leksube mino. So, if she's causing the separation, let her give him a ksube. As if the Gemara kasha. If she's the one that's making it, so let her give him a ksube. Just like when he makes it, he has to give her a ksube. So when she makes it, let's let her give him a ksube. Toshma, so the Gemara says, there's no such thing. He always makes the separation. She never makes a separation, so there can't be a ksuba. In fact, Taisus, who said so? According to the Rambam, so she can also make a separation. And the Bankocha, she says, Moisalai, Rabbi say, I want a get, and Bezin follows up, and then they force him to give a get, so let her give a ksuba al kapon. Imkain nisaknu like ksuba mino, so let him al kaponim get a ksuba. Umiyu yesh litchais. So we could also slug up this kasha. Lemotzi lemeima moisalai. That what she says, moisalai elahecha diyesh raglaim ledova, shabal eine miskabel lo. I mean, she has to give some sort of a legitimate reason and proof why it's mois, not samozai. I'm not telling you why. I mean, she has to explain the show why it's mois. Something that we see take, that this could be mois to her. So a lot of cases all of a sudden fall down the drain. So it's not so too shchiach for her to say Moisalai. Because she can only say Moisalai if she gives legitimate reasons why he's Mois. Ubishvil oisan noshin, samameila, there's only a miut cases, leirotsu lesakin ksubalish. Even though he's shaykh lesakim, b'roiv noshim. He says, roiv noshim, you don't have such a thing. So, moisalai is only in unique cases that she's taka saying it's mois and why it's mois and we can understand her. So, mamele, so these miyut cases, they weren't mesakim neksubi. The Yehudis devisu derabchiyah. These are all kashas, it seems, that the Rabbeinu Tam asked on the Rambam Shita, the Rashbam. The Yehudis, the Viso, the Rabchiye, Amoyre Diki Gemore. Yehudis was the wife of Rabchiye, the Havilo Tzar Leid. She had terrible tzar by each birth. Now, she was afraid to have another child. the tsar was indescribable. No, but what do you do? I mean, she had a very choshva husband, Rav Chiya, who it seems did not sympathize with her tsar leider. Domrinim per kama de kedushin, the omro, so she came to Rav Chiya, and she told him as follows. Omro li ein, you know, my mother told me, you know, I just heard something from my mother, it's taka shocking. The Ovio Kibol Bo Kedushin Kizutra, that my father was Mekabel Kedushin for me when I was a Ktana. He was Mekabel Kedushin. He married me off to Bel. My mother just told me that. So, you know, tells Abri, no, so, it's a bit Simonaceous ish. I mean, my mother just told me this, but, we have to do something about this. We can't continue Amenatius Ish. He didn't, he says, who says your mother is Namones? Okay, Al Kaponim, Al Kaponim, we see she was racking her brains how to leave Rav Chiya. That's what we see. She came up with this idea, which wasn't too successful. So why didn't she say Mois Alai? According to the Rambam, you say Mois Alai, so finished. You're forced to give a get, so she should say Mois Alai. So Taisu says two terutzim. That's a Lerotz Salim Mois Alai. She didn't want to say Rav Chiya Mois Alai, please. I mean, Rav Chiya. She couldn't say that. This Amai said that her mother told her that her father did. No, I mean, that's not gefährlich, but to say Mois Alai Chas V'Sholom. V'oid l'fima defrishis os ishaper. Now, I just said, you said you can only say Mois Alai, you have to explain to Bezen why he's Mois. No, can you tell Bezen why Rav Chiya is Mois? I mean, so that kash is also not true. V'zenami ein lahakshayis. Another kasha, which is also not sure. B'mas nisim, Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that we had in the Mishnah that your poiches, the Tanakama holds, your poiches till the whole ksuba is deducted, and then you give a get without a ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, no. You continue your poiches weiter, And if she'll ever yarshin some money, we'll take that away from her also, because of the priest. Yenami ein lahakshis masnis al Rabbi Yossi, amai peiches lo miyerushe shenof lo lo. Titoin, lera taine moi solai, that means when they were poiches the ksube, so now they're finished. It's not she doesn't have a ksube. So Rabbi Yossi says, but let's take it out. You don't give her a get. We'll show her. Now we'll be poiches. Now listen, now she has nothing to gain by remaining married. A ksube she won't get. And she has everything to lose, that they can start deducting further. So let us say now, Moisalai. Let us say Moisalai. Like this you said, in all the cases we had, let us say Moisalai. She doesn't want to say Moisalai, she'll lose the ksuba. But over here, she lost it already. Now the Oshaila is, they'll deduct more, or she'll say Moisalai. So let us say Moisalai. The Kaidim Kaloisak, they understand. Because man, you didn't deduct all ksuba, ain't it tennis, berots, and moisalai. She won't tie no moisalai. Ki betuche, shala yirtse, lahamten, lias mugin, at kaloisak suba, the chosman, dagida bay, loyovo le achine, pigarsheno, viten loksuba. So Taisus says, Amayredik is ach, that this whole thing by Amayredis is a play of nerves. And the shaila is, who's gonna last? That means like this. She she when she's a meiredes, when she's a meiredes, so we're deducting from her. So that's true. She's losing every week. She's losing 7 dinarim. We mentioned yesterday that Tosfos HaRosh says it can take 5 years to deduct the whole ksuba. Now, he doesn't want to give her a get now. I mean, if we're doing this long, drawn-out process of deducting 7 dinarim each week, he doesn't want to give her a get, because if he gives her a get before the whole ksuba is deducted, then he has to pay a ksuba. He's not interested in giving her a get. So he'll hold out. She knows something else. She knows that Kozman, she's around, he's married to her. He won't be able to find another wife, because to have a Torah like her, no one would want to enter such a bias to have her for a Torah. So Mamela, she knows, if she sticks around, he won't be able to get a wife. So now it's a battle of nerves. So who's going to last longer? So each one is looking out to see what the other one's going to do. So Tosfos says that she'll wait till she has time to wait. She's hoping that, he won't be able to last, and they'll give her a get, and with the ksubi. So she's holding out. She's waiting for that. So that is, Kol's man, there's still a ksuba around, she's waiting for the ksuba. But the minute that the ksuba was completely deducted, there's no ksuba left, so now she has nothing but to look forward to. And they're going to be, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're going to deduct from whatever money she'll yashin. Now, this is already a losing game by her. Instead of doing this, let us say Moisalai. That's a siskash according to Rabbi Yossi. Then I mean lachshus mastisin le Rabbi Yossi amai peiches lo miyerusha shenaflo lo titain Moisalai. The kaidem kalaisak sube enatienis barotse moisalai ki betuchish la yirzalamtem. She's assured he won't wait so long. Vilius mugin at kalaisak sube the kozman da gido bei kozman she's married him layo vilechine. No one will give him another wife to marry to, because she's a big repellent. So Mamela Vigar Sheno, so I'll go and give her a get for Yitan Luxubit, and I'll give her a ksubit. Avalacha Shikvaik Sida Kol Aksube Leititain, then she won't tain anything. The Kivin Dimtina Leito, so Taisus answers, Avalacha Shikvaik Sida Kol Aksubit. Leititain, now she can't tain Moes Alai. Akiven dimtina v'leitona at shepichso kol ksubos at dvorim nikorim de'irumi koma alme. So then we see the whole thing is a harome ba'alme, some emele, so there she won't see nothing but to be afraid of. Later she won't tie anybody. That means 5 years they were going and she was saying be'inolei, be'inolei, be'inolei. And then when the ksuba got completely deducted, all of a sudden, mo'esolei, good morning. So Mamela, she can't tie into that now. V'oit kosha. Now Tosfos asks another kasha. Mishilei nedorim. From a gemara in Seif Nedorim, which this is a very sadistic kasha over here, and Tosfos goes, we'll see, there's a lot of inyonim in this kasha. Mahu noyef, Tave mehilzik bebeise hu veinze. There was a noyev that was hiding in the house. He and this person's wife. Ose mori de beise. Now, the husband comes home, and, Now, this was very embarrassing for the Noyev. Now, he had two alternatives, this Noyev. One alternative was to try to find a good hiding place, and let's hope the husband won't find him. That's one alternative. Another alternative was there was a wall made out of chutzah v'dafna, a weak wall, and if he'll run through the wall, he'll be able to escape. And they won't happen. They might see who he is, which will be very embarrassing, but al-kaponim, he won't be stuck in the house with the husband there also. That means the husband came, he's there, he has one of these two alternatives. Either to try to hide and hope for the best, or to escape, and the husband might see who he is. Now, what did this person do? Potei noyef lehutze. He went and he was poratz, the kaisel of hutze, for orak, and he ran away. Finished. So the husband saw the whole story already. We saw he was. He ran away. He's out. About Omar Rove, so Rove said, it's Sharia. She's mutter. Why? The mise the over the sure. If he was really mazana with her, Yechusi Havi Milchis. So then he would have hidden. That means, Lamaise, between himself, he knows that he didn't do a proper thing. He was misyachad with Anashis Ish. That's, he's not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim for sure. And that everyone's gonna find out about it. But Al Koponim, he doesn't feel too bad about it that people will know, since he himself knows he didn't do anything real wrong. He wasn't mizana with her. But if he was taki guilty, and he was mizana with her, he'd never do such a thing. Then he tried to hide and hope for the best. Al kaponim, this is the psychology that Rove had said that if he was mizana, he wouldn't do such a thing. If he wasn't mizana, that means everyone's going to know that he was there. And I mean, so if he was mizana, I mean, the people of Vinishvi will be approached, will say, so I was over this a yichud. It's Malikas Hashem, it's a Reis of the Chabon. No. He'll be able to have a straight face because he taken knows he didn't do anything. If he was mizana, he wouldn't do such a thing. He tried to hide and hope for the best. That's what Rove said. Boma Rove, it's a show. Demise dove di suri ilchusi ave milches. Mashme. Di ave milches. Now, so let's learn the Gemara. What would be taka, if he was taka hiding? Here underneath the bed, and then the husband finds him. Havasire. I mean, that's the Ivr in the Gemara. Rove said, Ishte Muteres, because he ran out. In Cain, so now Tosfos starts analyzing the Gemara. So I have a Gemara that she's Mutter because he did not hide under the bed. In Cain. L'chayre nire de Baimeres, Tmeya ani lochairairi. What is she saying? So Tosfos lochairi is speaking about that she said that I was mizane. The ilav hochi. Because if it's not saying that if she's makrish the whole thing, am I avis mitzere? So why is she also by milches? Ho in isha neseres al baila chiyul keder hamanafim. You can't ask an isha al-bayla unless you have a bill of a dova mi moment. You can't ask an isha al-bayla with a dova mechu alone. So, we have to say, it is speaking about, we have a Gemara that says, if you find him hiding underneath the bed, she's also a bayla. So, we have to say, this is speaking about that she tainet tmeya nilach. Now let's go a step further. V'kivin de beimeres tmei anilach mairi. Now if she is saying tmei anilach, im kein reitza lahafsid ksubosa. So, Miss Tome, I mean, she's going to, the way she, if she's saying to Manilach, so she wants to be mafsid ksuba. Da Miss Tome berotzen have, I mean, if she's saying that, she was mezana with this person.
So, Miss Tome, so Tesis is building up how we have to understand Pshat and the Gemara. So Ms. Thomas, she's saying to me, Anilach, if Ichusi, if he was Milchis, she's also Sakoch, she's saying to me, Anilach. And to me, Anilach means that she's saying that it was Berotzen. How did he get into the house? Fine. So speaking about to me, Anilach. Afilu Hachi, now let's go further. Kiloi Milchis, but what happened in the case of the Gemara? So she's saying Tmei Anilach. This Noyev went and broke through the wall and he went out. And the husband started blinking, said, who's he? So she blushed Tmei Anilach. Husband's honor with him. And Rove said, she's Mutter. Oh, that's already, because that's Pshat in the Gemara. It has to be Pshat in the Gemara because, fine. The Lo'ye, this Lola Meima, they now Nosna Ba'acha, Kivin the Lo'ye Milches. Asus Arova said, I don't believe her. Because if it would be right, why wasn't he hiding underneath the bed? And if that would be true, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to run through the wall. He would have hid underneath the bed. So Mamela sa eva raya. Hine nos nabacha, she sang a lie. I eva raya, she sang a lie. Fine. Va amai, fractais ves. So we have here a lady that's saying to me, Anilach, she's saying, I'm osa to you. You have to give me a get. I don't deserve a ksubit. And Rovet says, no, we don't believe you. You're saying a lie. So Frektoisviz, Ramai tein emenes bemigu di boy omre mois alai. Frektoisviz, this lady has a migu. That means if you'll say according to the Rambam Shita, if she'll say Mois Alai, she can accomplish the same thing. You get, now here, she's already, she was saying that, Tmei Anilach, she's without a ksubit, Lefi Dvorel. So if she'd be a liar, so let her say Mois Anilach, Mois Alai. So she hears amigo. Now, this kasha is a very difficult kasha. Now, let's explain what the kasha is. Rav Shlomo Eiger, Rav Kveg has the kasha, but he explains the kasha a little more geschmack. Rav Shlomo Eiger asks as follows. There's an amonis of Shavya Navshech Tichad Yisura, and there's an amonis of amigo. Now, which nemonis is stronger? Zutav Shleim Eger, he says, between you and me, I'll tell you, Shav Yenavsh is a bigger nemonis. Why? Shav Yenavsh is nemon afilu keneged edim. So Shav Yenavsh, she says, is also, is also. Migu is not nemon keneged edim. Migu bokem edim leemrina. So he says, so he doesn't understand Taisvis Kashe. Now, she says, Tmei Anilach. And we say, no, you're saying a lie, because if you'd be right, he would have been hiding underneath the bed. So this Yechusiyav Mirchis, that slugs up Afilu Shav Yenavsha, which is, no, so this Yechusiyav Mirchis is a Psazah Biru, Shai Mishemayim. Vektach Toisvis, but she's a Migu, she could have said, Mois a lie. Listen, if this biru is enough to shlug up Shav Yenavsha, zicher big enough to shlug up amigu. That kasha Rav Shlomo Eger mentions. Rav Shlomo Eger says a beautiful pshat in Tosfos. Rav Shlomo Eger says as follows. So he says as follows. They held the whole Tosfos is going when she says Mois Alai and she loses Aksube is because she would never be maskim to lose Aksube. The Sfir Leila Yesh Mefoshim, the Mefedes Ksubosa Loishayach Einea Nosno. When she loses the Ksuba, there's no Dine Einea Nosno Bach. Einei Dovo Vadai. That's not a Vadai. Elokein Chazoke. Hey, so let's see what they, when she says Mois Olai, she's losing a Ksuba, we believe her. Shem Einea Nosno Bach. No. It's a chazake. It's a chazake. The mistome b'shvil nesi nesayin leitova is lekesav ksuboso. V'medes chazake zu neged achshash teinei nosno. Aval adayin hu efshori. It's possible. That means when she says mois alai, there's a possibility that she's not telling the truth, but Chazoke says, Mesamas is telling the truth, she would not be Mevata on the Ksube because of Finei Nosna. So Chazoke says she's telling the truth. Umishem hochi, kshiesh shuv Chazoke de Ilchusi have Mirches, Amenagedes lechazoke den ishe ma'abedes l'ksubosa b'shvil hilochacha einel, nisher shuv chshash einel nosno bimkoimo. Zot Rav Shlomo Eger azoy. That means like this. When she says, t'mei ani loch, she's saying t'mei ani loch. So be'emison, the Sheminei nosno ba'acher, I mean, t'mei ani loch, I don't believe you so quickly. But here she's losing the ksuba. So Chazok is telling us, listen, she's telling the truth. But listen, if she's telling the truth, and it's Taka was Tamei Ani Loch, so why wasn't he under the bed? A Chazok, if he was Mezana with her, is a Chazok, Echusi Avemilchas, he would have hid underneath the bed. So now, I have here, two chazokes aseisris zu ezu. That one chazoke tells me she's telling the truth because she wouldn't lose the ksubis tamazoi for a lie. Another chazoke tells me she's telling a lie because if it would be the truth, he'd be underneath the bed. Fine. She know what happens. So one chazoke cancels out the other chazoke. So now we don't have both chazokes. Now she's saying Tamei Ani Loch. Now let's go with we don't have any chazokas anymore. They canceled that. Now she's saying Tamei Ani Loch. So I don't believe you. Maybe Shemay Ner Nos Nabah. I don't believe you anymore. You don't believe me. I have a migul. I could have said Mois Alai. I have a migul. Listen, if I would say Mois Alai, the whole reason you don't believe me because if it's the way I'm saying, why isn't he underneath the bed? So, I mean, that shlugged up my chazoke. Like this, I won't say a lie if I'm losing a ksube. So, but you're saying, because I have a chazoke, I won't say a lie if I'm losing the ksube. But here, I have a chazoke that says, you are saying a lie. Fine, you are saying a lie. But that's after if she says to me any law. She could have said, Mois a lie. If she would have said Mois Alai, so then finished, then you'd believe her and finished. and he'd give her a get without a ksuba and finish. So that's Taisvis Kasha. That's how Rav Shlomo Eger says. So Taisvis is asking the Kasha, that means the Shavya Nafsha Basha Usham doesn't have a biru of keeping them upset this ksuboso chazoka sheinu mishakeres, because that chazoka is nista from the chazoka chusiyah v'milches. So now with Chayish, maybe she's saying a lie. Maybe she's saying a lie. But if she would have said Mois a lie, she would be believed. So let's believe with amigo of Mois a lie. V'yesh loima. The loilom. Loimairi by meres tmeyanilach. Now, so Taisa says this whole hagdome. Speaking about that, she said to Mani Loch, that's not true. She's not saying to Mani Loch. She's not saying to Mani Loch, so some of it is no shilos. What said the Robert said, Ishte Muteres, Vitzte Shorye de Koma, Heine Le Boyle, Im Girsha Baal Oimeis. We're speaking about the Boyle, that means Loitzi Ishemi Baal, and Nira Biro of Shnei Eidim. But we're talking about if the husband will die, will she be mutter to the boyel? Aber yave milches, have a sire le boyel, kedamrine beperik sheini di yevomis. Hoyel umechua radovo teitze, umeforsh rabbeinu tam de teitze miroich. Hastis, the Gemara says in yevomis, if you see a dovo, mechua is al kaponim, it's teitze miroich. So that's the whole shaila. She's saying that she's toyer, but there was a dova mechua. So Rovi says we believe her. Kenege the dova mechua, because if it would have been true that he was mezane ichusi yave mirches. V'chein nire, you have to say the bei meres tmei niloch. Einire klal atiro mitam dechusia v'milches, kiven deshav yenavshe chticha di yisure. Now Taisa says, you have to say this. Now Taisa's all of a sudden, because if she's saying to many loch, how could you be mata her? How could you say that she's mutter, deshav yenavshe? Now, the Masha asks a pertinent question. I mean, all of a sudden, Taisa says, I can't be speaking about Tamei Aniloch, because the Shav Yenavshe, and what's with the Mishnah in the Dorim that Taisa brought down before the Mishnah, says Tamei Aniloch, and it says, at first they used to believe them, and then Kivin Shechoshu Shemanos Neinabach, and they didn't believe us. All of a sudden, Taisvis says, it can't be speaking about Tamei Aniloch, given the Shav Yenavshech Ticha Di Yisurim. Rabbi Chonon brings down, I think this is Pshat and Rabbi Chonon, and I'd like perhaps to elaborate a little. I think this is what Rabbi Chonon means. He doesn't, and maybe with this we'll understand Taisvis. But Emerson, the Rishonim in the Dorim ask a kasha. Taisvis asked a kasha in the Dorim. I mean, the Mishnah says that when she says to Tamei Aniloch, they were chayish, emeiner nosnu ba'acha. So they said that she remains with him. Taisvis, she said to Tamei Aniloch, I mean, chayish ein, chayish aher. I mean, she's also, I mean, she said, Shavina, how can she remain with him? So Taisva says, Yeshkech chomim laka dova minatere, and it seems that Philip Bakum vasei, lamigdamilse. That means, listen, we can't go according to the letter of the law over here, because, I mean, if she'll be able to dreise the chais from her husband with a tamei aniloch, so forget about it. So it'll be a dime a dozen. So we have to say Tamei Aniloch. So we are chayish. I mean, by every Eishes Koyin that'll say Tamei Aniloch, we'll be chayish that Hashem Einei Nos Nabacha, and So Mamela, in order to prevent this kilkel, we're saying she's mutter to the husband. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Abachanan brings down over here this araglayim ledovo that, I mean, when she's saying tamei anilach, it's not from the clear blue sky. That means that's the difference between this case and the Mishnah. The Mishnah, she came over to her husband out of the clear blue sky. He said, you know, someone was minus me yesterday and I need a get, and so that'll be, that's a shrek. Here, it's not the clear blue sky over here. I mean, there was a noyef here. If he was boiled, if he wasn't boiled, that's, we don't know yet. So Mamela say, here, Tais was held, but here, the, with Zichar Rechem, with Shavya Nafshi, we wouldn't be, Oika Dovam in our Torah to say that she's Mutev, to stack a real Shavya Nafshi over here. The Chosh came, Lefia Shiltis, the Mephorish Techadika Edom, Bedovo, Mechua. If we know there was a Dovam Mechua, Taitsi Afminabal, Tosi Shaper. So maybe it's speaking about the Taitsi Minabal, but it's not speaking about with a Tamei Anilach, so this whole Kasha with Migu and Dos doesn't start. Vein Lahakshis Misham Klau. Vaidish Lem Dosam Airi, Kegoin Shebetchilik Sheshalua Shosko. When this Noyev ran out of the house, so they asked her, who's he? She didn't talk. Lachesha Omro Daino Tmeye. Well, then after an hour, she said, when they send this Tam Al Shtikusa, why didn't I talk before? Yeah, she says a Shtik Teire. To Fa'emfa, why she was quiet till now. Now, so Be'emison, this is a little fluky, this mice over here. So she was tongue-tied for the first hour. Now she says a reason. So the Zach is Azai. So the Zach is, so really, so let's understand this a little better. So if she kept quiet, she didn't say anything, that's in Shtike Kahido. So that means Mustama, she doesn't want to say Rocha Bitraktana, so what she's doing here, she didn't say anything. Later, after an hour, she... So Mel is Azai. So... But she's fampering the shtika. So if it's Ichusi Milches, and it would seem Take, that she was Take Mizane, so then I say shtika Kaido, and I don't accept her a Masla. Why were you quiet before? I don't accept that if it's Ichusi Milches. So that's why she's Take also, out shtika Kaido. If it wasn't the Chusi Milchis, or Taka seems Taka wasn't Mizana, and now she's saying also, I mean, I never said I was Mizana, I was quiet, and she's giving a reason why. So by not the Chusi Milchis, we believe her a Maskim, don't say Shtike Kaido. So by Emerson, Taisus is saying now, this last Mahalach, that when it's the Chusi Milchis, she's also Al Shav Yanavsh, because she says Shtike Kaido. It's not Ichusi Milcha. Taisus said, let's believe it. No, then it's not Shavya Namsha, because then she's saying that she never said that she was Tomei, and there's no Shtike Kaido. Ba'oid Makshe Rabbeinu Tam, the B'chol HaShmue, Einei Masker Kviyas HaBal, Elo Kviyas HaIsho. The whole sugye, only says about Kviya Seishach, man. This is a new thing that you kai for the Baal by Mosalai. No one ever mentioned this. V'nigala Rabbeinu Tam, the Hochi Perushai. It seems that Rabbeinu Tam learned a different pshat in the whole Gemara. According to Rashi, L'choyre pshat is, the Taitch of Omeiredes is that Be'inolei L'chayre, she wants to remain married, she just wants to teach him a good lesson. So then we don't dissolve the marriage quickly. We we let things run, maybe we'll be able to rectify the marriage. By Mo'asolai, I don't want him, so Mamela, then we say to give a get. The Benetam seemed to learn a little differently. Benetam dochi pirush. Be'inolei does not mean that I want to remain married to him. Be'inolei ve'ein eroitzel is garish b'lei ksube. That's what she means. That I want to remain married, and I don't want to be geget without a ksube. U'mitzalnolei ad she'igarshen ve'itan lo ksube fakert. I have no intentions of getting geget without a ksube. I want a ksube. And now and we'll have a battle of wits now, a battle of nerves. U'mitzalnolei ad she'igarshen ve'itan lo ksube. That is the taich of being the letter to my redis. Avol omre moisolai, veloi being the lay, loihu veloi ksubosoi, loi kafin en lo, shetarza bo, a yedei shen noimash loi tail mechila. But if she says, I don't need this ksubis, in other words, she's meichel the ksubis, so, there's a svara to say, it could be she just said this mitoich kas, and she really didn't mean what she said. Now, if she said this mitoich kas, so then the halacha is that she'll still get a ksubin. So we don't say that. Like kafina lo shetach zebo aidei shenoimar shelo itoyol mechila mishum dava mechila betoiz. Therefore, a husband will not give her a get. I assume it's a mechila gemura. And that is why he'll decide to give her a get. That means, by a meredes, she wants a ksube, so therefore he doesn't want to give her a get, because he has to pay her a ksube. So we'll see whose nerves will last longer. But if she says, Mois a lie, not a one a ksube, so they say she's moichel the ksube. So according to Meima, this is not a mechila betoy, shitake really means it. So if she means it, he'll give her a get. Then now we'll give her a get, because he doesn't have to give her a ksube. No, he doesn't give her a get, because she'll always tiny, she really didn't mean what she said. He won't give her a get if he has to give her a ksubik, even shechayv litin ksuboso. Bein chilek lamar zutra bein meiredes de beinulei metzanulei bein meiredes moyusolai. That means according to mar zutra, she really never has a true intention of being meichel de ksube. So meilav, she's not being meichel de ksube, so he has no intentions of giving her a get. And so meilav, because he'll have to go and give her a ksube. Rachna mi pirish ten kaifen habal li ten get, vegan bekuntres le pirish yechayful habal li ten get.